Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Major League Baseball has issued a 60-game schedule that will start July 23rd or 24th at empty ballparks as the sport tries to push ahead amid the coronavirus pandemic following months of acrimony. This will be MLB's shortest season since 1878. Each team will play 10 games against each of its four division rivals and four games against each of the five clubs in the corresponding division in the other league. The sides expanded the designated hitter to games involving National League teams and will start extra innings with a runner on second base. Playoff teams remain at 10 for now, although there is still a possibility for expansion. The union committed its members to start reopening July 1st, those who decide to report anyway. High-risk individuals are allowed to opt out and still receive salary and service time, but others who sit out would get neither money nor the service credit needed for eligibility for free agency and salary arbitration. In NASCAR, the FBI says the rope found hanging in Bubba Wallace's garage at Talladega Superspeedway was a coincidence, not a hate crime. Authorities say video evidence determined the rope, which had been fashioned as a noose, had been hanging at the Alabama track since at least October. Wallace, the only black driver in the Cup Series, just happened to be assigned to that garage. NASCAR stood by its decision to investigate the discovery. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has tested positive for COVID-19 after taking part in a tennis exhibition series he organized in Serbia and Croatia. The top-ranked Serb has been criticized for organizing the tournament and bringing in players from other countries amid the coronavirus pandemic. His wife also tested positive. And in soccer, a federal judge has denied a request by American women's soccer players to allow an immediate appeal of his decision to throw out their claim of unequal pay against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Lawyers for the women had asked him to enter a final judgment on his decision to dismiss the pay claim, which would have allowed them to take the case to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. I'm Jesse King.